So let's review. Zogt der Mishnah, Nida shabotka atzma yom shvi shachris a matzah tahira, u bein hashmashas lo hefrisha, u lacha yom en botka matzah tmeya, harehi becheskes tahira. If Nida checked herself in the morning of the seventh day and she was tar, she establishes a cheskes tahara. Therefore, even she did not check again before nightfall and was tayvel, and then after many days she checked herself and was tame, she still considered tar in the interim between the two bedikas because she had a cheskes tahara from the first bedika. Therefore, we apply the halacha taught at the beginning of the Masechta. If she has no fixed cycle, she is tummy retroactively only from the last 24 hours before the second Riya. And if she does have a fixed cycle, she is tummy only from the time of the actual Riya. However, if she checked herself in the morning of the seventh day and was tummy, and after a couple of days she checked herself and was tar, she's considered tummy between the two bedikas because since she did not establish a cheskes tahara, she remains with a cheskes tuma. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. The Mishnah cites two other opinions regarding the first halacha. Behuda holds we go to chumra, stringently. And culturally, hefrisha b'tahara min amincha l'mala, harizu b'cheskes tmeya. Even if she checked herself in the morning of the seventh day and was tar, she still has a cheskes tuma. Only if she checks herself before sundown, she establishes a cheskes tahara. While the chacham hold b'go l'kula, leanly, and afilu b'shnayim l'nidasa badka u'matza tahira, u'bein hashmashas lo hefrisha, u'lach hazman badka u'matza tmeya, harizu b'cheskes tahara. Even if she checked herself only on the second day of Yimei Nida and was tar, she establishes a cheskes tahara. Therefore, even if after many days she checked herself and was tamei, she still considered tar in the interim between the two bedikas because she had a cheskes tahara from the first bedika. The Gemara discusses yet a fourth opinion in which Rebbe contemplated Hifrisha b'tahar berishin harizu b'cheskes tahara. Even if she checked herself only on the first day of the main nida and was tar, she establishes a cheskes tahara because given the pasak, since the flow of dam stopped, this indicates that she will no longer see dam. While the Chacham held Hifrisha b'tahar berishin harizu b'cheskes tmeya. If she checked herself only on the first day of the main nida and was tar, she still has a cheskes tumah because hoil v'hufzik mayin pasuach. Since she previously saw dam on this day, she could not establish a cheskes tahara for the same day. The Gemara discusses a machlekes in the case of Nida shabotka atzma b'yem shvi shachris a matzah tmeya, uvein hashmashas lo hefrisha u'lacha yom en botka matzah tmeya. If Nida checked herself in the morning of the seventh day and was tummy, and after several days she rechecked herself and was tummy, Rav holds zavavadai. She's considered definite zava gedayla and must wait for 7 clean days and requires a carbon because keeping the mikara nimtzes tmeya, v'achshav nimtzes tmeya, tmeya vada. Since both bedikas were tummy, it indicates that she had a continuous riya for 3 days and she became a zava gedayla. While Levi holds suffix zava, she's only a questionable zava gedayla and does not require carbon because emer paska beini beini. Even though both bedikas were tummy, it's possible that she had no riya in between and is only a zava katana. Zok the Mishnah, Hazav v'Hazav v'Shabotko Atzman, b'yem rishon u'matzah tahar, u'b'yem shvi u'matzah tahar, v'shayom shebin the time loy batko. Hazav v'Hazav requires shiva nekiyim, 7 clean days with no ziva, and only then do they become tar. Now, if they only checked on the first and last day, but they did not check on the middle 5 days, there's a 3-way machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer holds, harehin b'cheskes tahar. All 7 days are considered nekiyim because we assume the middle 5 days to also have been clean. Therefore, they can immerse at the end of the 7 days and become tar. Yeshua holds, Ein le mele yom rishon v'yemishvi b'lvad. Only the first and last day in which they checked are considered nekiyim, but the middle 5 days are not considered nekiyim, therefore they must wait an additional 5 days. Rabbi Kiva holds, Ein lehem eluyim zayin b'lvad. Only the last days counted as nekiyim, but the previous 6 days are not considered nekiyim, because there is a concern for a possible riyah, therefore they must wait an additional 6 days. And halacha, Rabbi Eliezer, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, because as the Gemara explains, we do not follow Rabbi Yeshua, because the pasuk states, Achar titar. The Shivanikim must be consecutive with no break in between.